But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me wanna...
It's the Walkthrough Radio Show with Kevin Walker and Jason Collins. Get your sports reviews and previews right here with former college football players Kevin and Jason. Also, up-to-the-minute scores, comments, and serious predictions. That's the Walkthrough Radio Show on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Let's go!
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is this Walkthrough Radio Show with myself, Kevin Walker, and Jason Collins. This is a new one for us. It's a special edition right here. I'm broadcasting right now live from Cinnamonton High School, and Cinnamonton High School is the former high school of myself and Jason. We're celebrating our 30-year state championship this year with a bunch of coaches and guys as well. I know, Jason, you know, you weren't able to be here. I hope all is well with that, with everything. What we're going to do here, guys, is we're going to just talk. We're going to go down memory lane and just, you know, talk about that particular season, how special it was, what it meant to each person, each player and coach as well. We're going to have everyone that joins in be a part of the show. So with that being said, let me walk Mr. Jason Collins on. Mrs. Collins, how are you doing this evening, my brother?
Okay, Walk, I'm doing great, man. First, let me just say, sorry I can't be there with you, man. Hated to leave you hanging like that, but sometimes life gets in the way. And
hey, man,
please
listen.
give my best to Kim. I know she worked hard to kind of get this thing all set up, man. So
yes.
Just thank her for me, man. You know, it's killing me that I can't be there sitting next to you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's okay, man. We got to do what we got to do, man, or so we can do what we want to do. So no apologies needed. None necessary, Jay. But it's beautiful here, man. No, not a cloud in the sky right here, Jay. And I'm looking, and we got some activity going on, man. We're least you could be here. We got some. We got the soccer going on. The players are just on the field right now doing some walkthroughs. You know, ironically enough, it's walkthrough. And the field hockey team is playing right now. Great atmosphere right now, man. I just can't wait for everyone to come and get started. Coach Riley should be here soon. We got Coach Robinson just walking in right now. Coach Rossi as well. Want to definitely bring these guys in. Come on in, guys. Go for it. How you doing, Coach? We got Jason on the line as well. How you doing? Oh my God. Look at Jamie. Likewise, Coach.
Jim
Coach Robinson, how you doing, Coach? Guys, grab a seat, please, by all means, grab a seat. Here. So, yeah, Jay, we got Coach Robinson, Coach Rossi here, man. And, hey, we were just getting started. We just came on the air literally, like, you know, a couple minutes ago. And I want
to
get your
– Are they able
to
hear me, K-Walk?
No, they're not able to hear you, Jay. I forgot my speaker, man. So – This is what we'll do, Jay. I'll call into the show and I'll put you on speaker. That way they can hear you. Okay. So let me do that.
Okay.
We already got water, mate. We're getting that water.
Thanks, Jay. Very much.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Bringing you right now, bro.
Right now, bro.
All right. This is Jason Collins. Okay. All right. It's going to be a little backseat, right, Jay, but you can hear him come. Go ahead, Jay, when you're ready.
Hey, coaches. I just wanted to say hey to you guys. Sorry I couldn't be there with you. Had some family stuff I had to take care of, but glad to at least be able to get on and talk to you guys a little bit.
Hey, Jason.
Coach Rossi.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Coach. It's good to hear your voice. Everything is good. Everything's good.
Hello, Jason. This is Jim Robinson on the end.
Hey, Coach. How's everything going?
Everything's going fine. Thank you.
Everything's good. Just
good.
Teaching and taking care of my family and just enjoying life as best I can.
Where are you?
I'm in. I live about 30 miles north of Atlanta, in Cumming, Georgia.
Georgia. I don't know where that's coming from. We got some music coming from somewhere, Jay. This is how they do it now, Jay. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it a little bit.
So glad you guys joined us this evening. We want to talk about the season. We want to start off, and what are some of the memories that you have, guys, about that season? And going into the season, I remember that we had the teacher strike. And I don't know if you guys recall that. And we had the strike. Jay, do you remember that?
I remember it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, because I remember we had the practice at Wood Park, just the captains and the captain's practice, because you guys weren't able to be there. But going into that season, knowing that, I was very confident that we were going to be all right because I felt like we had a great bunch of guys who were always on time. You know, we called the practice, and everyone was there on time, and we went through the drills that you guys gave us before the strike happened. So everyone was on board with that, and I thought that going into that, I felt very confident. Especially after the previous season with us losing to Hamilton in the playoff game. Of course, I didn't get to play in that game due to a knee injury. But I thought that everyone coming back was hungry. So give me your thoughts on going into that season. I'll start with you, Coach Ross.
Well, we certainly knew what we had to come back.
Coach, you guys able to see the field. I mean, when you were coaching, we were playing. Could you imagine something like this? I mean, you got the lights out here. You got a Friday night game. I mean, you look at the track as well. You mentioned track, coach. And we were running on gravel back then. So to see this field is tremendous. And how much of an upgrade that it has been. But Jay, do you have any questions for Coach Robinson, Coach Ross?
We used to dream about coaching. How nice it would be to have this type of situation where we could play
Right, Jay, what say you? You got any questions?
No, I'll tell you, though, I'm glad Coach Rossi brought up that freshman year, because I really think that's kind of what got the ball rolling in terms of us believing that we could win a state championship, in terms of us knowing just how good of a football team we could have, because we were good that freshman year, man. That's kind of when everything started to begin. So when you think about it, that was really the foundation of where we ended up 4 years later.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, great point there, Jay. I mean, if you look back on it, man, I just know I was just basically living in a moment, and that just loving to play the game, and not knowing what type of special guys. But I remember I came to Cinnamon in the eighth grade, and I know you guys have went through your school year, your elementary, middle for the majority of it. So we got Coach Bain in the house, Jay.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, how about you?
I'm doing well, man. Sorry I couldn't be there with you guys this time, but it's good to be on with you.
Well, good to hear your voice and know that you're doing well.
Coach Bain, you were always known, and I know some of Kevin Walker's most famous one-liners he gets from you, Coach. So tell us, where did you get all those good, cool little sayings from, and you know, just the impact that they had? Where did that stuff come from, Coach?
Well, yeah, you remember when you guys won the championship. I was in my fourth year on the planet. So I stole it from people that came before me.
Well, it definitely had an impact, because I'll tell you, it's not a lot of time goes by, and Kevin, he'll let out one of those slogans.
Yeah.
He's got some of yours as his favorites of all time.
Yeah, my favorite is telling my kids all the time that the only things that work for you are the things that you put to work. That was my favorite. And it's been to hear that from you, not knowing what it meant at the time, you know? And then when you get older, you said 40 years.
Well, you know, one of the vehicles should be an educator. And Probably the best moment in my career as an educator came when I was coaching, and to see you gentlemen buy into what Coach Riley and all the other coaches saying and trying to get you to understand. That was a plus for me, not only 91, but also 90, 89, and even one year before that when I was here with the team that didn't do well at all. I got an opportunity to help young people grow. And not just in football, but in whatever endeavor they decided to do. So that was a plus for me. Now, I do want to say 91.
We all weren't going through all that.
What did they say, in order to go through something, you have to go through something? No, that's true too. But sometimes if you learn from others and their mistakes, then maybe you'll be lucky enough not to repeat them. So that's the way I've always thought to give you the benefit of my experience, I wouldn't hold back. I would talk the same way I have a son and a daughter, the same way I talk to my children. I treat you accordingly, but that's the way I talk. We appreciate that, Coach. I'm pretty sure everyone else can attest to that as well.
Jay, anything for Coach? No, but I do like what he said because he's right. You know, all those things that he talked about, all those lessons that he gave us, those are things that stick with you. And then, like you said, we find ourselves passing down those same things to our kids and the kids that we coach as well.
Yeah, indeed.
Hey, Kev, I don't know. I don't know exactly what your setup looks like, but we're getting a lot of feedback. I don't know if you can mute one of the mics, so we're not hearing it. The echo twice. It might not be possible, but if there's a way, that might help with some of the feedback.
Yeah, think about it. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely do that, Jay. And we're gonna do that. Is that better for you?
Yeah, that sounds better. Yep.
All right. Yeah, I had my phone on, so the coaches could talk as well. But I'll move my mic around. That way, everyone will be able to talk to you, but they can still hear you.
Okay. Yeah, that might work. Yeah, right. That's much better.
What's that, Coach? Coach Riley's supposed to be coming in. Everyone else. I'm not sure. Everyone's going to be kind of straggling in, Coach, to be honest with you.
I would have been on time, but if I didn't get this from someplace, I couldn't go home. My wife would definitely be, you left your mask. But now I can say I bought one.
I don't know if you caught that, Jay. Did you catch that?
What about you, K-Walk? Do you have a favorite memory from that season or anything that really sticks out for you?
You know what, Jay? I look at the highlight on a regular basis, to be honest with you. And each game that I watched, I always think about the preparation that we went through, especially at Jamesburg. Jamesburg is, I think, a correctional facility, if I'm not mistaken. And just going in there, when we pulled in there, those guys, man, and just the way they looked at us, the way they talked to us on the field, it was something different. But we didn't shy away from what we came to do, the ultimate goal, man. So I think one of my favorite games, Jay, would probably be the Del Ran game, to be honest with you, because there was so much stake on the line at that time. Because one, it was homecoming. And two was for the Patriot Division Championship as well. So just the way that we played in that game from the offensive standpoint, special teams, and then ultimately defense when we had that big stand down on the one yard line. We're actually near that. That's where we're at right now, Jay. Near that particular end zone. So I think that was my favorite game of the season, other than the championship game, of course. But definitely, man, that Del Ran game stays with me a lot because there was so much on the line, big crowd. You know, it's right next door, so that is basically like a rivalry for us. So, you know, that was my favorite memory, definitely for sure, Jay. What say you about your favorite game or any favorite memories as well?
Yeah. For me, man, I always go back to that junior season when we lost, and just how heartbroken we were, and then just us making the commitment and the guarantee that we weren't going to let that happen again. So I kind of always go back to that. And then the thing for me that really sticks out is just how good we were. Like, we could beat you in a lot of different ways. We could run the ball. We could throw the ball. We could beat you with our defense. So just the fact that we were a complete team. But I think my favorite memory, man, is Willingboro when Aaron, he went off that game and had two really long touchdown runs that really put that game away. And then when you talked about the highlight tape, when you watch the highlight tape of him high-fiving everyone on the sideline, and then he gave Supermanager a high-five at the very end, that's definitely one of my favorite moments, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, we definitely had a lot of fun that season, man. And I think we were just really focused and understood what we had, man, to be honest with you. And we just knew that, you know, going into it, we were just so confident each and every time. And you mentioned that Willingboro game. I remember we were up 14-0, and then they, then they went up 15-14. You know, then we turned it around, and that's when A really, you know, went off, to be honest with you. So, that was definitely a great game, man, because going in, a lot of people saying that we weren't fast enough to play with Willingboro. It was a group four school, and we were only beating up on group ones and group two schools. But the big boys came to play, even though I think we actually played Lenape after that. But yeah, I think that put us on the map for sure. A lot of people, you know, started to take notice, once we beat Willingboro the way we did.
Yeah, I think that was the game that Coach Riley dubbed the David versus Goliath match.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, man, that you got to love about Coach. He always came up with something every week to keep us motivated. If you remember the Jamestown game, I think he showed us film of a different team. Our Friday night pizza night. He showed us film of a different team. Then he had the David and Goliath match. And I know you remember that time he sent a coach up to our practice field and they pretended they got into an argument. So it was always something Coach Riley was doing to keep us right on that edge and be ready to go.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. That one was stood out to me the most, Jay, is that phantom guy that came up on the hill that one day and saying that we were going to get killed and whatever else he said, man. So, you know, he definitely kept us. Coach Mays laughing. He definitely found a way, you know, to keep us motivated, man. Not that we needed too much motivation, but I think that it definitely helped, man. That definitely, you know, for some players, I think it might have helped more than others. But it was definitely fun, definitely interesting, man. For to say the least. Now let me ask you this, Coach. I don't know if you do.
Half back pass.
Hey, Coach, let me ask you this. We never got a straight answer from Coach. Do you remember the phantom guy we were practicing? I believe we were preparing for the state championship. And there was a phantom guy that came up on the hill. And Coach said, it was a guy that, you know, he got into an argument with them saying that we weren't going to win. Do you recall that, Coach, by any chance? Or something?
I do.
Okay. And let me ask you this. I don't know if we should say this for Coach, because I asked Coach this several times, and he said he pleased the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. So you never know if that guy that really existed.
I think Coach Riley used to lose sleep. If he couldn't come up with something to not motivate you, but inspire you to go out and do your job.
That sounds fair.
Yeah, for sure, Jay, for sure, man. So, that was a good one. And, and just some of the plays, that he drew up, Jay, was was questioned. I mean, well, not questionable. Was you wonder, you know, where he comes up with these plays. Like my favorite, the quick six. I don't know if you remember the quick six, Jay, with the double reverse pass. Yeah, the quick six is one of my favorite ones as well.
Barbarossa. Do you remember Barbarossa?
Yes. And I don't know where he got the names from. Yeah, I don't know where he came up with these names, but you know, I remember the game before Morristown. We had like a banquet, and he was drawing up that play that we actually scored on the first play of our series, where he lined everyone up on the right side and me on the left, and just said, I'm giving you the ball. You know, one on one, I got my money on you every time. You know, it was so fun to play. Play offense, man, and defense for that matter. And when Coach Howard as well, Coach Howard can't be here. He has a game, but Coach Howard, tell me about it. Give me your thoughts on Coach Howard's defense, Jay, and some of those things that he came up with, the 6-0, 6-5 over, things of that nature. What say you?
Man, I loved it because he put us in position to make plays. You know, I think he understood that the guys we had playing in the secondary were going to be able to cover anybody one-on-one. So putting a bunch of guys on the defensive line that could eat up a lot of blocks and then leaving myself and Aaron there at linebacker just to run and try to make plays. You know, I loved the way that he did it. It was aggressive. We got after people. I loved everything that Coach Howard implemented from a defensive standpoint. It was great.
Yeah, Coach Rossi, what about you about that offense and how were the meetings with Coach and when he sit down and devise these plays? How was it? I'm curious to know.
It was more matter of fact than anything else. I don't think it was like we were mind boggled by what we saw or what he came up with. But it's been a while, so I'm not so sure I recall a lot of the meeting stuff. But what I do recall is talking about defense. Look at who we had on that defensive line. The two defensive ends were what? 6'3" or more?
6'7", 6'8"
You know? And just that front was better. We had, the linebacker core was just, they just smothered everything.
Well, across the board, I think that we were solid from the defensive line all the way back to free safety.
Oh, we didn't have a weak spot.
No, not at all.
We did not have a weak spot in our team.
Our defense. And the offense, too, and special teams. We were solid all the way around. But I was going to say that the loss that we had against the very same team that we beat, sometimes you learn more from your defeats than you do from your victories.
Yeah.
And I think we learned that we weren't going to let that happen again. And so when we played him on our turf, it was a done deal. And just a year before, they had gone up to Del Ran.
Yeah.
They hated to come north again.
Yeah.
Because we sent them back with his second defeat from coming up here. So.
Yeah. For sure, and Coach Coach Robinson, with that game against Hamilton, I mean, it seems like we played that same type of offense that entire season. It seems like we played it. I think Morristown ran it, Clearview ran it the week before, the game before in the playoffs. Another team that ran it. So it seems like, and then obviously Hamilton ran it. But they ran it with a little bit more mass, if you will. They were a little bigger than some of the guys that. How did you guys prepare for that? I know you were more of an offensive guy, but you know, do you recall how they prepared for, how we prepared for that going into that game? Meaning,
we had to stop that fullback.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Okay. That was number one. I do remember.
Yeah. Well, that's so long ago.
And they had a good quarterback. He could throw.
To be honest.
Oh, wow.
Number two.
Yeah.
It's all been so long.
We took both of them away. I forget.
Hey, Ken Walk.
Yeah.
I got a question for Coach Rossi and Coach Robinson, because obviously they've been around Cinnaminson for a long time. You know, they coached my older brothers and things like that. I'm wondering if they had a sense, you know, having seen so many different classes of kids come through Cinnaminson High School, if they had a sense that our group was special, if our group had, you know, what it takes to win that state championship. I'm just wondering if they knew that from early on, that they had a group that could actually get it done, or was it just something that developed over time?
I can't wait till these guys are seniors. That strong a group of athletes that I had no doubt in my mind that that was a possibility down the road. And, of course, Coach McHugh, who unfortunately has passed away, was also a big part of that, too, if you remember. Jace?
Yeah, can you hear that?
Yeah, no, I can hear you. Yeah, I remember. I absolutely remember Coach McHugh and how big of an impact that he had on that team as well.
Okay.
So Jay, let me.
So while we wait for everyone to come in, Jay, just what was your thoughts on the? Coach Bain. Coach Bain, the following year, Coach, we had we left, obviously. We still had Sherrod, still had Aaron, still had Craig Turner. What was your guys thinking on that going into that particular season, and what was the expectations of that? Because I really thought that, you know, they were going to bring another championship to Cinnaminson.
Well, I wasn't with Cinnaminson.
Oh, you weren't with? Okay.
I was with Rancocas Valley, and Rancocas Valley was beaten by Cinnaminson.
Okay.
To answer your question, I would have loved to have stayed, but there were things that I wanted that I couldn't get, so I moved on with Coach Riley.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that, you know, had I stayed, I think we had the personnel to repeat. And, that we didn't, well, things happen.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. So, Jay, have you got anything while we're waiting for everyone to come in?
I think, you know, all the stories that have been told so far have been great. I'll tell you, though, you know, we've talked about a lot of the stuff on the field. I think it's some of the best memories I have, 2K Walker, are things that happened off the field. Like, I love the Friday night pizza that we had every Friday night. That really, created a bond and a real sense of community with all the guys. I love that. K-Walk, you got to remember you picking us up in the hoopty and riding home after practice, and just all those little things, man, that in the moment you take for granted. But, you know, when you look back on it, those were a lot of the special bonds that really helped create a championship team.
Yeah, for sure, Jay, for sure. And we're going to have, Jay, we also have I remember us going trick-or-treating that one year. Remember that one year So, really good memories, man. And I just can't wait for everyone to get here and go down a memory lane. I know some guys are working right now. So, they're getting off of work. Coach should be here shortly. Hey, Jay, can you hear that music, Jay?
I can hear it, but it's not really interfering with the sound at all.
I mean,
while we have a few minutes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just listening to this, Jay, and I'm like, where was this at when we were here, man? Oh my goodness, Jay. I mean, it sounds like I'm at, you know, like a D1 school right now, man. It's just unbelievable how much it's changed and.
It's a different time, man. It's definitely a different time.
I get it.
Some of these high school football games are just outrageous. But while we have a couple minutes, okay, well, while we're waiting on some
not necessarily
okay.
All for the better, but it has changed. There's been some good, there's been bad. And that's
absolutely
why you're hearing what you're hearing right now. You know,
yep.
People have loosened up. Now, I'm wearing a tie, shirt and tie. Everybody else probably look at me like I just landed from Mars. But, you know, that's my generation. And so that's
right.
What I came. And, you know, a lot of things are for the good. If you like this, it's for the good.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine how it would have been. But, Jay, what were you going to say? We got a couple of minutes. What did you want to do?
No, I was just going to say while we were waiting, you know, for some other guys to show up, how's Cinnamon doing this year? I'm obviously here in Georgia. I'm out of the loop. Maybe Coach Robinson and Coach Rossi can kind of just fill us in on what that team looks like this year and what their possibilities are of making a run into the playoffs.
They actually looked out on the field, Jay, right now, so we'll wait for them to get back. But I believe they are 1-2, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I thought this was the opener.
No, this is the third game or fourth game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason why I say that, in Camden, they're getting ready to have their opener.
Oh, really?
That's what I was told.
Okay.
So I don't know how true it is because I don't follow high school basketball, football as much as I used to. I'm pretty much more on the pro level. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
My focus is the Eagles.
Gotcha.
And this week, I know they're playing Dallas. So I'm looking forward to that.
How about them Cowboys?
But I'll tell you what, I can go down and ask.
But how about them Cowboys?
What'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, just a quick one to that. Yeah, just a quick one to that. But yeah, Jay. So introduce yourself, brother, for the listeners.
All right, so my name is Dave. Dave, I graduate.
Jason's on the line too. Jason, can you hear yourself?
Hey, Dave. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. So we're back here,
awesome.
And it's just amazing. Think about the title. Think about high school. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Everyone. So what's
yeah,
going
man,
on?
I'm glad you were able to make it up. Unfortunately, I was unable to get there from Georgia, but glad you were able to make it up. And yeah, it's amazing what's happening in Cinnamon. The transformation from when we were there to what it looks like now is crazy.
You know, when we played, you know, so yeah, it's kind of hard because of the fact that we have this, we have the music on right now, Jason, but it's kind of keeping everyone from hearing exactly what you're saying. Can you hear me fine, Jason?
Okay. I can still hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. So what we'll do here, I'll have Dave share my mic.
So, you know, we're back here at the high school, and it's just, you know, you look around, and you think about what we did as students.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. Just fix that way that we get feedback here. All right, Jay. Did you catch that, Jay?
Yeah, I got it. And I totally agree. I think he makes a good point because, you know, we're obviously here talking about the football team, but, man, there were so many great teams that year. Like, that was just an athletic class when you think about it. Soccer, field hockey, like, all the different sports were all really good that year.
Yeah, for sure, Jay. I mean, that soccer team was definitely special, man. Not to mention the track team that we had. As well.
Exactly.
So
the women's soccer team.
Yeah.
People complain about how physical they were. That's how it should be. And the girls and the men. State championship.
I never heard that one. Did you hear that one, Jay? That they were physical teams. They were too physical. The girls soccer team.
You know, I know they were good. I don't, you know, I didn't get out and watch some of their games, so that's kind of regrettable. But yeah, man, they were tough. They had some physical girls, not just our senior year, but even the year before us when we were juniors. So yeah, I can see how people may have thought they were a little too physical.
I'm just trying to remember who was on that team. We had what? Aaron Clancy and yes, Sue Troutman.
Was Jackie Durr? Did Jackie Durr play soccer? I know she was a cross country runner. Was she a soccer player too?
Yeah, Jackie Durr and her sister. Yes, she did. She did. They tell me, yeah. Yeah, I remember some of them was, who else was there that was really good? She was like all state. I forget who else there was. But nonetheless, yeah, man, we had a really good class, you know, that Jay, for sure. That 92 class produced a lot of good athletes, man, for sure. I mean, you know, like I said, the boys and women's soccer team, girls soccer team, track team. The basketball team made a little noise until whatever happened.
Until everything fell apart.
Wait,
yeah.
Hold on. Half the team quit. Half the team quit. Some crying about the coach, and I know one guy who used to live down there. I'm not going to say his name. He sits only 6 foot tall when you're in high school, and everyone else is like 5'9". John Haynes.
Oh.
Like, come on, man. You're huge, and you're going to quit the team.
Yeah, man, that was a rough one, man. I mean, Jay, what would you say about that? I know we kind of talked about it like the last time that we were here, but give me your thoughts on that and what took place with that team and what
I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you, K-Walk. That is one of my biggest regrets. Like, I still think about that. It's one of my biggest regrets. If I could go back and redo it, I would have never quit the team. It's funny because my older brother, Andre, told me that he quit his senior year. He didn't play basketball. And he was telling me that he regretted it. He's like, don't quit, because I quit and I regret it. And I didn't listen. And I definitely regret it, because I think had we all stayed together, we may have had a chance to make a run at a state championship, because we were really good. So, yeah, man, that's definitely one of my biggest regrets.
Yeah, Jay, I mean, I wasn't really a basketball guy, and I held on as long as I could, man. I just wanted to play for a little bit, and then ultimately, I quit as well. But, yeah, I think that particular season, man, I mean, I would just – wondering, you know, what we could have done if had we all stayed together, you know, in that situation, because we had tremendous athletes. I mean, you had Sherrod Jones, 6'7". You had Jonathan Haynes at 6'8". You were a great point guard, man. You had Jermaine Myers, a great two guard.
Yep.
Doug Drevey, not to mention Doug Drevey.
Shooting,
you know,
those three balls. Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Call him Drevey. You know, Doug Drevey. You know,
who is the athletic? Not our athletic
director
of the year. No.
Oh.
The student.
Oh, oh. I think it was Jay. Yeah, it was Jay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you were the athlete of the year, weren't you?
Yeah, it was me for the boys and Jackie Durr for the girls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds about right, man. That sounds about right. Very well. I mean, they couldn't have gone wrong with anyone, man, to be honest with you. But, no,
they could have picked any one of us, and it would have been all good.
I don't know about me, but, you know, I'm just saying, I mean, you had a great season that year, man. I mean,
Walt, don't sleep on yourself, though, because you were doing it on that track as well. Don't forget about that. I, you know, when it came to track, I was just struggling to get a fourth or a fifth. So y'all were getting it done on the track as well.
Yeah, man, I just went into the school, Jay, and I just saw that, as you brought that up, I just saw my record is still standing, man, so that's unbelievable.
I saw my title.
Uh-huh.
I was on the cross-country team that won, and I saw the title, and I was like, oh, my God. And I looked at the air, and I said, oh, my.
Right?
Oh, my.
It's crazy, right? It's really crazy how long ago that was, man. We're talking almost 30 years, man. And to see that, Jay, it's crazy. And going into the school for the first time.
Yeah. It's absolutely
unbelievable, Jay. I mean, they have three gyms now. I know, I'm not sure when the last time you were here or if you gotten a chance to go into it. This is the first time that I got, last time we were here, I didn't get a chance to go in. But today I went and Ken Kelly showed me around, man. It's just unbelievable, Jay. I mean, three gyms. They have all of the banners up, Jay, for like 1,000-point winners, the state championship.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable, Jay. It really is. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to go back in, and I'm going to take a picture of it, Jay, to show you. You know, it's just amazing, man, because what they did is the gym is now, like, used to be the parking lot. Remember the parking lot we used to come out after practice?
Yeah.
That's not a parking lot anymore. It's actually part of the school now. I mean, they've got new bathrooms. I mean, it's just state of the art, man. It really is.
And then what do we have?
Right? Yeah, man. Exactly.
What do we have?
We were saying that, you know, we were talking earlier, Jay. We were saying we were running on gravel when we played, we were on track. We were running on gravel and everything. So it's just nice. It's just nice to see, Jay, man. It really is. And then for me to come back as a proud alum, it definitely is. I am definitely a proud Pirate, man. For sure. No, that's
all
you
have
for us.
Have one? Yeah, absolutely.
For us, all of us.
So who else is coming?
From what I hear, Coach Riley's going to be here. Who else is supposed to be here?
I think it's
a coach.
Okay.
I know Jermaine's supposed to be there tonight, too.
Jermaine's supposed to be here, too? Okay. Because I didn't really get any, like, major confirmation. I know Maloney, he had put in the group. Yeah, he couldn't make it because his practice got switched around. But, Big's assistant's supposed to be here because they're supposed to be honoring Big. And motorcycle, so he's supposed to be here. Those are the only major, the real commitments that I got. Aaron's not coming, right?
No, he's his boys have football games this weekend, so
okay.
He couldn't get away because he's got his sons playing football.
Okay. Yeah, I do see him posting on Instagram, with his sons. The sons are big, man. They look good too, man. They can play some ball. Where is Aaron at now? Is he in PA?
Yeah, he's in Erie. He's still in Erie. One of his sons is playing college basketball at a school in Illinois, and then he's got another one that's a junior that's really good at football. So he's definitely going to get some looks here in the next year or so.
Nice.
And then he's got a little one that's only about 11 years old that's a stud on the football field. So he's going to try to keep that Collins name rolling.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. That's going to stay around for a long time, man, for sure, man, for sure. Just waiting for everyone to come in here, Jay, and just again, it's Jordan, the atmosphere right now. Both teams are warming up right now. They're back to me, or my back to them, I think. Just looking at it, Jay, and it's a beautiful thing, man. It really is, man. And, yeah, it looks like the field hockey game is going on. So everything's starting to die down a little bit as far as some all the activity that we had, Jay, the sports that we had right now. And it's going to be more focused on the football team right now. And go ahead, Jay.
You remember we had an art teacher that painted the logo?
When we came out for that Del Rey game, boy. Dave, I don't know if you. I know Dave. I mean Jay. I know you remember it with the fire.
Yeah, I remember.
Came out there. Oh my goodness, that was back then. We thought that was something. But she did an excellent job with that, man. That was awesome as well.
You guys had some mojo there. You were just winning, picking, you know what.
Yeah, man, I follow the leader, Jason Jermaine, man. I really just played my role, man. I never thought that I was, the man on the field. I never felt like that at all at any one time. I just made sure that I did my part, held up my end of the bargain, if you will, Jay. I always looked at you guys as, being those guys, and I mean, how many yards did you have your senior year, Jay? 2,800, somewhere right now?
I don't exactly remember, K-Walk. It was a lot, though. But I don't remember for sure. But K-Walk, man, I got to keep saying, don't sell yourself short, K-Walk. If Coach had wanted to feature you and make you that guy, no question about it. You could have caught 1,000 yards in receiving, 20 TDs. We just had so much talent that we just had to kind of spread that thing out.
Yeah,
Right. It could have been any one of us, man, at any given time.
Yeah, man. And it's so funny you said that because I never wanted to ball like that, man. I just wanted to just maybe one a game. That's all I wanted. I didn't want to leave the state or the county or anything like that. I just wanted one a game because I love that feeling of just contributing, man. And
the year before, we lost the same team.
You from Hamilton?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Junior year.
Yeah.
And then
that hurt, man, because I didn't get to play in that game.
And then they came up here.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Big difference. We were ready for this guy. I mean, we wanted it. That was more like I guess you would say a redemption season for us, even though we didn't label it as that. We didn't call it that. But deep down inside, Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, we that had to be a redemption season for us, for sure. What say you?
Well, yeah, I think when we on the junior year highlight tape, when we all got on there and guaranteed a state championship,
yeah.
I think we pretty much had no choice but to make it a we're on a mission. It's all about we got to get this done. So I agree with you 100%. I think after losing our junior year and just remembering the way that felt, there was no way anybody was going to beat us the following season.
Yeah, I don't know, Dave. We're still waiting for everybody to roll in here, Jay.
Are they tailgating in the parking lot? We just don't know.
I don't know if they are. I didn't get the invite, man.
No.
But Coach said he'll be here about 5:50. Well, it's way past that. But in the meantime, we'll keep the show rolling, if you will. But Jay, I wanted to ask you something. I lost my train of thought. But anyway, Jay, junior year. Going back to the junior year, that's what we're talking about. Jay, that season then there, man. I think and I kind of blocked it out, if you will, Jay, for the reason being, I felt I let the team down due to the fact that I wasn't able to play in that the Hamilton game. I felt like I would have made a difference. I could have made a difference, in that game. That's just the competitor in me, Jay. But what's to you about that game, man? Going into that season in general, man. I know you're probably going to, kind of be redundant. I don't want you to be that by any stretch of the imagination. But how do you feel about that particular season?
Talking about the junior year season?
Junior year, yes. That's what I'm talking
about. It's funny because if you remember, K-Walk, when we were in ninth grade, I think the varsity team lost. I think they lost every game, the varsity team. And then I think that was the second year in a row that they had lost every game.
Yeah.
So we knew that was going to change. And then I think sophomore year we won like four games, so we could start to see the momentum start to pick up. And then junior year, honestly, I really thought we were going to be good enough to get it done. I really did, because we had all the same players. But I guess we just weren't ready. We ran into a couple of teams that year that were a little bit better than us. But specifically the Hamilton game, that's a game I thought we could have won. There were just some things that didn't really go our way. Obviously not having you definitely hurt the offense. But when I look at that game, man, when I look back at that game, I just feel like had a couple things happen differently, we might have been able to get out of there with a win.
Yeah, for sure, Jay, for sure. I remember a few of those games, man. I just remember that the game against Edgewood where we lost in the rain, man, and that's where I ultimately hurt my knee, man. So that was devastating for me, man. I really thought that I was going to be able to play, but Chip just said no, because they worked me out prior to the game, and they said I just couldn't go, man. So that was a tough one, man. But I feel the same way, Jay. We guaranteed it. Like we said, we talked the talk in 90, walked the walk in 91. That's what we did, and it's a great feeling, man. And I just can't wait for these guys to get here, man. Some of these guys to get here, hear some of their stories and how they felt about that particular season, especially Coach Riley, as well. And like we had the cheerleaders coming in.
There are cheerleaders.
Yeah, I think it's their cheerleaders. When Coach gets in here, Jay, we'll definitely have some laughs for sure. We're going to be honored at halftime, Jay. Again, I wish you could be here, brother. For that one. Let's just take a look here. All right, let's do this, Jay. All right, while we're waiting for you to come in, we're going to grab a quick break here, okay? And
okay.
When we come back, hopefully, we'll have a couple of players and coaches be on board as well to be here. Again, guys, you're listening to the special edition of The Walkthrough with myself, Kevin Walker, and Jason Collins right here. Never had seen that video. Right, we'll be right back.
Your skin isn't just skin. It's a beautiful reflection of every single thing you've been through in life. Which is why Dove Body Wash renews your skin's ceramides and strengthens it against dryness. For instantly softer, smoother skin you can lovingly embrace. Renew the love for your skin with Dove Body Wash.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah that's it. And I see you, oh, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go, oh. And I see you,
can wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. I give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my old car. Hate to leave a call, it's torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her. Left her baggage for a moment. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah, shit. I get my weed from California. That's that shit. I took my chick up to the North, yeah. Badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my hand because I'm yours. I can't pretend, I can't ignore you right from me. Don't think you wanna know just where I've been, oh. Don't be distracted, the one I need is right in my arms. Your kisses taste the sweetest with mine. And I'll be right here with you, tell me in
I got my
peaches
out in Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the North, yeah, badass bitch. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. Took my chick up to the North, yeah, badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, yeah, yeah. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the North, yeah, badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah shit. I get my weed from California, that's that shit. I took my chick up to the North, yeah, badass bitch. I get my life right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
Jay, are you there? Jay, can you hear me?
Walk, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, I lost connection for a second. Yeah, I had to call. I just had to get back in.
Okay.
All right. So we just grabbed a quick prayer.
What's it looking like over there, man? Has anybody else shown up?
No. So we got right here, man. I think they just come in for the maybe for halftime. I'm not sure, Jay. But yeah, okay. It looks like the coach is supposed to be here over an hour ago. So
yeah.
I'm just waiting for everyone to come through, man. So hopefully they can, you know, big turnout here, man. Hopefully bigger turnout, if you will.
Yeah. Hey, while we're waiting, K-Walt, do you because you were talking about earlier how you came and joined like ninth grade year.
Yeah.
And a memory struck me, man, and I don't know if you remember, and I'm not even really sure why I remember it, because I don't remember a whole lot. But it was kind of like freshman year, man, like before the football season, and we were all just kind of sitting around in a group. I think we had just met you, and we were all talking about like what position we played, and who was going to play what, and who was going to do what. I don't know if you remember that, man.
Yes,
I just got reminded of that for some reason.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I actually came in the middle of our eighth grade year. That's when I came
in. Okay.
And I met, you know, a couple of people. I met, like, you know, at the time, you know, Dan McDonald, Jay Maloney, a couple of guys, and Sandy Henley and Rob Kimbrough were the two guys that I met.
Yeah.
I met them when I used to play basketball. I know they were a year ahead of us. But, yeah, that ninth grade year, Jay, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all right, I'm going out for this team, and I'm sitting there looking around. I'm like, and I said the same thing to myself. I'm like, okay, what position does he play? What position am I going to play? And I'm looking around. I was like, okay, if he plays, I wanted to play receiver bad, Jay. That's all I know. That's all I knew is I wanted to play receiver bad. And
right.
I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, he looks like a receiver. Looking at Jermaine, he looks like a receiver. Looking at you, I'm like, oh, he looks like he could play receiver. I'm like, maybe I'll go to quarterback. I don't know. So then when coach said, you know, what position you play or what line up in the position that you want to play, you went to running back. then Jermaine went to receiver, quarterback, and then it just kind of worked itself out. Mark went to receiver, so forth and so on. I said, oh, okay,
yeah.
So there's a spot open for me. I could play. I could be a receiver. So, yeah, Jade, I remember that. I remember that vividly, man, because I came in not knowing anybody, not knowing you guys, like that. But, it is something that it was crazy. I just remember us being on the hill, and I'm looking right at the hill right now, Jay. Being on the hill and just thinking about all those things that we the Izzy Dizzy drills, things of that nature, the hard practices that we had, and it was just a great time, man, great memories. But yeah, that's a great one, man, because I remember not knowing where I was going to play, if I was going to play at all, Jay, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll tell you, man, it wasn't just on the football stuff. We had some classes together, too, I remember.
I remember
one class. I don't know what the class was, but I think I sat right in front of you. You sat right behind me.
Yeah.
Crazy, man, how 30 years later, we're still connected. So it's wild, man.
Yeah, I remember I believe it was French class, Jay, and it was our eighth period class. Was our last period of the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I remember your French name. She gave everybody French names. I forget the name of the teacher. I forget her. No, I'm a Scudier. I think that's a Spanish teacher. But I forget her name. But anyway, I remember your name was Sebastian. Mine was Serge. I just remember that.
She kicked me out one day too. I remember that. I didn't even do nothing.
Yeah?
She put me out the class, man.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, man, it was wild because she was cool and we always joked around. But I think one day, maybe she was having a bad day. I don't know, but she sent me out one day.
I don't remember that one. Because all I remember how cool she was, and we always used to talk about football and especially Mondays when we came back from winning on Saturday, or Friday night, whatever the game was.
Yeah.
I don't remember her kicking you out, though. I don't remember that. But that's funny. That's interesting, man. Yeah, for sure, man. For sure. There were some really good times, man. Some really good times. And even, our track season as well, man. That was, that was a good one when we beat Willenboro, to end that streak, to end that streak, man. Because I remember Shawnee. They were the big team that year, and they had the shirts made up says that the streak ends here, and they when we used to go to relays,
right.
Shawnee would have those shirts on it, the streak ends here, and then they were supposed to run against them the week after, and then we wound up winning it, man, and they. I couldn't believe we did it, man. I mean, we're sitting there like, listen, we were coming in, we weren't winning every race, but we was placing in every race, and I think that was the biggest thing, because they would take a lot of first places, but we would take second and third. And I remember the end of that meet, we all went over to the field to see what Craig Turner and those guys were doing. There's coach.
Okay.
Coach lost his VIP status, Jay.
Oh, man.
They won't go let him in. They won't go let him in.
Man, somebody over there needs to get it together. You're going to keep Coach out.
I know, right? He's like, I didn't know anything about it. I'm going to call in Coach and get you so you can hear Jay.
Wait for Coach to get back real quick. Just gonna call in so he can hear you, because I left my other mic and my speaker at home.
Okay.
Let me know if you hear any feedback. You hear any feedback? Oh, this is what I'll do. You know what? I'll do. I'll go a different.
Yeah, I hear a little, but I think
hold on.
If you can
I know. I got
your mic.
That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do.
Can you hear me?
All right, Jay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. That sounds good.
All right, Coach.
Yep.
All right, Coach just snuck off somewhere. I don't know where he went to.
Okay.
He's saying hello to the current head coach. And by the way, Jay, they're in the midst of this 0-3.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I thought they were 1-2 for some reason. I thought they did win a game, but yeah, they're 0-3. And
I wonder, man, if they're ever going to be able to you know, bring one home, or if we're going to end up being the only one.
I know, right, man? And looking at this team, Jay, just looking at the team, it's just, we definitely don't see the athlete stats that we're used to seeing when we were here, you know. So definitely a big contrast there.
Do you know who the head coach is, K-Walk, by any chance?
I forget his name. Oh, my God, I forget his name. Because I know a guy that went to Temple with is real good friends with him. So I'll look it up. Yeah, so
we got to get
came in. He would have came in earlier, man. We wouldn't have had any problems, but the game's about to start. So we'll get.
Yeah,
coach
we
got
to get Coach in here for a few minutes
exactly.
To get his thoughts. That would be cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Oops.
What kind of attendance are they getting out there, K-Walk? Or is it going to be like a packed house, or what's the stadium environment?
It's just some students here. That's about it.
Okay.
Both coaches here now. There you go, Coach. Go ahead, Jay. He's there. He's waiting for you.
What's going on, Coach?
What's up, man? I'm waiting on the walkthrough.
Yeah, man. I wish I could be there with you guys, man, but unfortunately, you know how life can be. But, Coach, man, we've been kind of talking about the season.
They might be leaving tonight. Go ahead, Jackie. Can you?
None of that.
Jay, you there? It's microphone. All right, there you go. Jay, go ahead.
Kev, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what happened there. I think the call dropped. But I wanted to just ask Coach, because we've been talking, you know, for the last hour about, you know, just our best memories and all that kind of stuff. I want to know when Coach thought that he had a special group. Was it early on, like when he first got there in our sophomore year? Or when did Coach know that this group was going to be special?
When I first got here, man, when I first started working with Lenny Carmichael and Larry Brown, when you guys wouldn't come off a track. So I said, if we could ever get them guys off a track and let it carry over the basketball and let it carry over the football, I said, we got something special. But you guys were just gifted. When I come in, I know I was going to create some anger on some people's part because they had too many kids playing in the wrong position.
Yeah.
So my thing was to come in, evaluate it, and start making switches. And some of the switches wasn't very popular. But in order for you to be successful at what you're doing, sometimes you got to make the move. And that thing was, oh, Coach, you're going to regret that. I said, no. If you true to form, the cream usually rises to the top. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad you mentioned track because you were on me because I was a resistor, but you stayed on me. And I'll tell you what, I don't think if I didn't run track my junior year, I was a lot faster my senior year, but I don't even know if I could have played D1 college football without getting that extra step of speed for track. So I was a late believer in it, but it really did make all the difference in the world. And then in terms of positions too, man, I remember, I think I started out the first scrimmage playing corner. And after that first scrimmage, you said, you know what, you want to play linebacker, don't you? I'm like, yep. And it was no turning back after that.
Well, the bottom line was, Washington, and you could have played corner, but the way you came up and hit and stuff like that, I said, okay, no. Let me make a coaching correction. and move you where you belong and make me look like I'm the smartest person alive.
Yeah, man. Just we were talking earlier too, man. We need some confessions out of you, Coach, because there's a couple issues that we were talking about earlier that only you can answer. Number one, the Jamestown game. Did you show us film of a different team on our Friday pizza night?
I don't know why you're going in and out on me now, Jason.
Oh, am I breaking up?
Oh,
you're good. So, Coach, man, I remember that Friday night, man. Those guys were all over the tape. We were like, man, where are we going? Then we showed up. It definitely didn't look like the same group of guys, man.
I can't remember back that far, Jason. I'm so sorry.
All right, well, you're probably not going to remember this one either, but I got to bring it up. The time somebody came up to our practice. And you went over there, you guys were talking, then it looked like y'all got into an argument. I don't know if that was staged or if that was real, but I'll tell you what, man, it got us all fired up and ready to go, no question.
Oh, that was somebody else asking me a question. Jason, let me get back to you on that one, Jason.
Oh,
you
gotta
go get the answer, man. You gotta go to get the answer.
Yeah, that was good stuff, though.
I can't answer that on air, man. Y'all might use this against me later, man. And look, the only thing I know was we had the best manager in the world, Soup.
Yeah,
Soup was the man.
Soup.
Hey, look. Soup missed practice and brought in a note. I can't even get my players to do that, man.
Oh, man.
Please excuse Soup for not making it because his bike gears are flat. I'm like, what?
I remember that, too, man. I kind of remember that. That is too funny. My best memory of Soup is the Willenboro game after Aaron scored those long touchdowns and he high-fived Soup in the highlight tape. That's one I just can't forget.
Hey, look, Coach Howard to this day, man, he's looking for that note.
Oh, that's too funny. That is too funny.
Oh, man. But, no, man, it was a great – for myself being, you know, first year coach to have opportunity to work with you guys and grow with you guys. Because if you can remember, and I don't know if you and Kay, Kay World talk about that at all, but you remember a couple of times during your junior year, we only practiced maybe once a week or maybe twice. And people like, no, ain't no way. I said, yeah, I said, look, my thing was to not mess it up, not to try to be a smart coach. I was like, okay, they look like they're ready. So I said, my thing is to be a psychologist.
Yeah, no, I do remember where, you know, Mondays, you know, we would watch film but not practice. And then, you know, we'd get out there a couple days and then toward the end of the week start shutting it down. Yeah, I definitely remember that.
And sometimes when we start going to the playoffs, it was so cold and so wet out on it. They don't have what they have now out here. Jason, shoot, we might be still out here practicing this. I'm looking at the field now. I'm like, what kind of?
Yeah,
Kev was telling me. You know, we used to have to go over to a park and practice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
Who is Jason? Who I need to talk to, man? Because I'm pissed off now.
Well, man, you know, I don't know about that, but it's crazy. I got to get back there one day and just to see the place. It's been so long. Kay Walk was telling me about the gym and the school and everything. So, yeah, they definitely have come a long way since 91. No question about that.
Oh, yeah.
But, Coach, well, man, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Real quick, man. I had to pull out all my cards. I even had to come over and get Kay Walt to get me in the game.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I got the AD thing, too. She was like, I never seen one of them either. I was like, oh, my goodness. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we were talking earlier with Coach Robinson, Coach Rossi, Coach Bain. They were kind of giving some of their best memories of that year. Do you have anything from that season that really jumps out at you as one of your best memories?
I saw it. You definitely faded that time because somebody was walking by talking.
Oh, okay. No, I was just saying that some of the other coaches earlier were on talking about some of their best memories from that season. Is there anything that jumps out for you from that season? Any memories that you kind of hold on to?
Oh, man. My treat was every time, you know, how we used to sit around and let the coaches speak. Man, I done went to war so many days with Coach Bain. Hey, man, I felt like one of them soldiers, man. So I'm like, what in the world? Because you know he had a story for you. That's what I loved about it, man. And
yeah.
It was great just to kind of hear, you know, some of the other coaches. Because, you know, it's all about a team and we. And the great thing about it was to hear him talk. And then Killer, you know, Coach Howard, man.
Hit him with a flip or a ripper.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. You know, just, you know, those things like that, you know, and being able to, you know, make it a family atmosphere where we could invite parents and other people to what we were trying to get started, you know, especially with the movie night. You know, we get the auditorium going and relax, man. I mean, just kind of let your hair down. You practice hard during the week. And Friday, if you don't forget what we taught you on Friday after we've been going through it during the week, then they should have fired me immediately. But the good thing about it, you guys understood the concept and you believed in what we were trying to do. And all of that makes it very easy to coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. K-Walk, I got one more and I'll let you jump in, man. I don't want to just ask all the questions, but coach, man, one thing I was thinking about, you know, cause you see it a lot now with the women being more involved in coaching, but you were way ahead of the game with that. What kind of made you bring on? We had a couple of different female coaches that you brought on staff. What was your thought behind that, and what kind of made you go that route?
Well, at that time, it was really hard to get coaches and people that, you know, saw your vision. And I was just talking to Rich Connor's daughter one day. And she had been doing a little bit basketball with the Sixers, not in the capacity of coaching, but she's been, you know, she was around the game. And I said, how about you and Ramona just learn how we do special teams, and then you guys will have the cards and you could do the substitution for it and also learn the game as we go along. And I just felt that they were, If I could teach them certain components of what we were doing, that they eventually would grow into that position. And they ended up doing a nice job. You know, I heard Rip got out before I thought maybe one of them wanted my job. So I left.
Yeah, yeah, but that's you know, good stuff.
Yeah, but like you said, it was, you know, I think about it. We have 5 male coaches and 2 female coaches, and everybody else, you know, was just shocked that we would even have 2 women on the staff. And if we didn't do it for publicity or anything like that, a lot of people still don't know. But they remind me every time they see me that you remember I was on your coach's staff. So
right.
I remember.
Please rise and remove your
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you for our award-winning marching band.
Go ahead, Kay Walk.
Yeah, we're just standing for the national anthem right now, Jay.
Okay.
The referee is Nick Mull, the referee, Ryan Zina, the umpire, Trophy, Lionsman, Dennis Pichet, Lionsman, Ryan Dewey, Fajos, and Carl Barlitos is working the clock.
Okay, Jay, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right.
Hey, one thing I wanted to say, Jay, that I just thinking about it, man. You know, and I love the idea that we went undefeated, but I learned valuable lessons the years leading up to that. You know, especially my first year. You know, kind of familiarizing myself with the players and what they could and couldn't do that led us into the playoffs the next year, and the only out of that season, the only thing that I thought that I didn't do correctly was when we played Camden Catholic. We should have ran the ball the fourth quarter because they were dying.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We threw the ball, and we could move the ball. But I'm just thinking if I just would have handed the ball to you guys at fourth quarter, we could have probably beat them worse than what we, you know, what. Instead of losing by 1 point, we probably could have ended up beating them. And I think what Eastern did, they took from what we did that week before, and they go down there and beat them up pretty bad. And then we go beat Eastern.
Yeah. That Camden Catholic game, man, that's one. It's funny how certain games stick in your mind. That one definitely sticks in my memory. Number one, because I dropped about 7 passes that day. But number two, I just remember just how heartbroken we were after that loss. But you're right. Those are the experiences that kind of catapult you to the next level, for sure.
You know, the funny thing, too, I always laugh about, I said, you were going to play quarterback some. You just didn't know that. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know what, I think I went 7 for 8 that year throwing the ball. Oh, senior year. I think I went 7 for 8 senior year, man, on halfback passes.
Why you think we kept it in there, man? I'm like, we got a good, and they still couldn't stop the play.
Nope. All we were talking earlier about some of the the play designs and the quick six, the Barbarossa, the Ponderosa, all those different play designs you came up with, man. Some of that stuff was crazy, but it worked.
Hey, look, Palmyra's still looking for you.
Yeah, Barbarossa. That was a good one, man.
Oh, man, I said, dang. And then and Coach Carmichael, don't run a fake. so, yeah, you know, this abuser, they were looking like, they, oh, he must be playing. But Lenny was serious, man. I was like, oh, my goodness,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
he gave him a softball plate.
Yep. Oh, man, good stuff. Good times. K-Walk, man, I know we probably only have like a minute left, man. So if you got anything before you wrap it up, man, go for it.
Yeah, I do, man. I mean, just good stuff, man. Jacob, excuse me. So, yeah, it was definitely good stuff, man. You know, like Coach said, we run the same play. The only thing that we would do differently than the previous play, we just didn't send him by emotion. That was it.
Same play, just the guy going emotion.
And they never looked at the guy in my. I said, boy, I'm like Einstein over here, boy.
Oh, man.
So, thank you so much for joining. Listen, we're going to, that's all the time that we have, guys. Tuned in for great stuff. Apologize for the feedback earlier in the show. But, Jay, thank you, brother, wish you were here. This evening, right? We're going to.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And we got to get Coach.
No,
we got to get Coach on the walkthrough.
Jay, we ain't sending you no pictures, man. Oh. All right, man. Love you, man.
All right.
Take care, man. Take care of the family.
All right. See you guys.
All right.
That's all the time that we have for myself, Kevin Walker, and Jason Collins. You listen to a special edition of the Walkthrough Radio Show right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. So we'll tune out, and next time we'll talk to you, God willing.